Okay. And we know that less of you have filed T-visas because only 1,000 are filed nationally. So our primary goal today is to give you all a brief overview of both the U visa and the T visa, help you discern some ways to spot potential T's in what are seemingly U cases on their face, and the pros and cons of both forms of relief if they are available to your client, and also some practical issues if you decide to pursue both. The U visa was created in 2000, so it's been with us for 17 years. It was created to help foster trust between the immigrant community and law enforcement, although we've seen a degradation of that as of recent in Texas, unfortunately, due to SB 4. The U visa requirements are defined under INA A15 UI, and they are as follows. You must establish that you've been a victim of a qualifying criminal activity. I'll go into that on my next slide. That you've been helpful or are likely to be helpful in the investigation or prosecution of the crime. And I'd like to highlight that a mere 911 call could be sufficient. It depends on your jurisdiction. Anything relating to the detention or detection, investigation, conviction, or sentencing. You also have to show that you suffered substantial physical or mental abuse as a result of the victimization. You possess information about the crime, and the crime occurred in the U.S. or violated U.S. law. So here's a list of the qualifying crimes. I'm not going to go over them. I can tell you what we see in our practice most commonly is domestic violence, sexual assault, and felonious assault. What I do want to highlight here is that this also includes attempt, conspiracy, and solicitation to commit these crimes, and any similar activity under local, state, or federal law.